Previously on Inside Scoop.
You know, you just find those people, right, that are just, you know what, you actually have it all going on. You're intelligent and attractive.
I wouldn't say that about it.
No, I think I would. But I just think what he doesn't have is any stick-to-itiveness or any real drive.
No.
So you have all the tools.
No follow-through, no commitment, just a whim.
Like, I have all the tools, but I don't have a bag to put the tools in. So really, the tools are just, the tools are just everywhere. And they're falling all over, and I can't really find the tool I need at the right spot.
I can't finish the job.
I need a tool bag to keep all my tools in. And if he had that, then I think he would be fine.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
Ninety-Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, volume number 190. Not a huge news week for us. Just wasn't a lot of meat going on this week, so it's probably good for the 90-day world. So we're going to talk about 90-day stuff, and we'll probably just do single life on the other side. So for us, we have a couple of Seeking Sister Wife stories. Angela, Josh, another new TLC show that you will hate. But we're going to at least tell people when it's coming on. I haven't heard any of our listeners or subscribers say that they're watching this show. So I'd love to just find out if somebody's actually watching it. So we'll talk about that coming up. Or maybe we'll just do it now. Right? April 28th, Sunday night begins. After 90 Day will be MILF Manor 2.
Yeah.
You know what happens to us is, as one of the shows we're watching, I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's Single Life. After Single Life, it rolls into MILF Manor.
And I'm so grossed out. I have to rush to get up and turn it.
I don't think you make it through a scene or anything.
No.
So I saw I didn't see the preview for it because I don't think we'd necessarily sit through it. But it looks like six ladies and hijinks ensue, I guess. They bring them to this manor.
It rolled into it the other day, and I was doing something, and I saw this scene. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Because it was this young guy and another young guy, and his mom was trying her best to seduce this guy up to her bedroom the very first night.
It's like a bad
and
porn.
He's like, Mom, really?
It's horrible.
The first night you just met this guy, and the guy's trying to resist, and she's trying so hard six ways to Sunday to get him up to her room. It was so gross.
I understand. Well, that's all we will talk about. We're not going to talk about that anymore. But MILF Manor, April 28th at 9 o'clock Eastern, I think 8 o'clock Central or whatever, or something the opposite. It's on after 90 Day and probably before Pillow Talk is what it'll be. Angela and Michael, so we haven't seen them yet. More and more rumblings of them not going to actually be on HEA.
Mm-hmm. I keep seeing more and more stories about them being removed from promos and stuff, and that they don't think that they're
Angela
at all.
Is done with him. She says she has hired three lawyers and that she's not feeling well now.
Yeah, I saw a headline that said that her health has been deteriorating since he left her.
Says she doesn't have an appetite. Now, this is it. I'm not going to try to talk about Angela, and we know she had the surgery and all of that. She says that, and this is the quote, "I'm really not eating, and I'm down to like 149," is what she says. So, for me, that statement is, I'm really not eating. If you were not eating, you would say, I'm not eating. And if you were down to 149, you would say, I'm down to 149. I'm not down to like 149. Right.
I'm like not eating and down to like 149.
Right.
I'm down to like 125. No, I'm not.
Right. So those are loaded statements for me. And so do we think Angela is a manipulating, lying person?
Yes.
So, do we think that Michael may have actually scammed her?
Yes.
Yes. We're not holding that against Michael.
We're not.
He may be Sadly. Like the first one, like in the 90-day universe, that we all
Who's
give a pass to.
He's allowed to be a scammer, and we still root for him.
Right.
Let's not forget what all he had to tolerate and for how long in order to get here.
Really?
This man earned his spot.
The best and the deepest long game of anybody ever.
Yeah, if you can swim across the border and somehow be allowed to stay, this man really has earned his
right.
spot.
He has earned
it. Give him
it.
A green card. Day one. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
You are tough.
It's like one of these Survivor shows, right? Or whatever that it is. You've won the game and you get the gift.
The jackpot is what it is. The green card. Yeah.
Oh. She says she's humble, is what Angela, this whole thing.
She'll never be humble.
Has humbled Angela, and she knows that people take advantage of her niceness.
Oh, my gosh.
You wonder, like,
nice is not a word I think of when I think about Angela.
In your own mind, like,
scary.
Do you believe this?
Of course she does.
It's not like
a Costanza. She's the chronic victim, abusive victim.
Right.
I mean, she is abusive. There's no denying that. We have years of footage of her being abusive. Let's not forget that.
Right. We're not.
We've all seen it. We've witnessed it on television.
Yes. The hope would be, although I would like to see footage of Michael in America.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that.
Yeah.
But I still don't want to see him, you know, there's no reason to put this out there as a show.
Right.
To watch her just humiliate and abuse him.
Which is what we expected.
Yeah, our thought for them on HEA this season was still going to be the journey.
Uh-huh.
And not, we weren't going to see him outside the Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
While Angela's in getting cigarettes.
Right.
It's not what we... We know that happened, and we know, you know, there's footage of him in Walmart.
Uh-huh.
So we know that they were around, but it seems so late that I can't imagine it was included in
post-filming.
This season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like you thought all along is, you know, I think if Michael was still around, we'd want to see him in a picture of today's paper, right?
Right.
I'd want to prove that Michael's still with us. And you didn't do something.
Bury him in the backyard, in the garden.
Right.
Right.
It's not what, right. There's a lot of land out there. The kids will be out there and, you know, uncover him or something.
Yeah, put the above ground swimming pool on top of him.
Right. They're out there digging up the sewer and looking for, they'll find the body. They're going to have to move the body is what they're going to have to do. Josh Weinstein. Weinstein, I'm sorry. That is Natalie's whatever.
Boy toy.
There was photos this week of his boy Jet.
Finally, how's he doing?
Finally made it back to school. So he's lost a leg.
Wow. But didn't lose the other one.
No, he did not.
That's good.
And he was, like I said, things.
Because that was questionable.
Yeah, things were really tough for him. And, you know, his friend and the driver did not survive.
So when
you think about how bad it is for Josh and Jet, you know, there's still a family here that lost somebody.
Right.
Turns out it was a single car accident.
Wow.
They were returning from a snowboarding trip and they hit a guardrail and the rail went into the vehicle.
Wow, I wonder if he was falling asleep or something.
Yeah. I don't want to, you know, I don't think too much of that matters, but I mean,
it'd be hard to deal with as a parent, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, both situations are, but, you know, you think about the loss of a child versus the loss of a limb, and I think you'd take a limb, you know, you take a limb any day.
Right.
So, and the thought of, you know, no statements or anything from Angela, from Natalie. you know, about all of this as it's going down. We've seen that was weird.
Yeah, that was weird that there was no, like, show of support or anything. And it just really speaks to what we thought about her all along. Mm.
She'd be mad.
She's a taker, not a giver.
You know, I've never been at your house with him, so I'm not going to say anything. Uh-huh. I mean, we're speculating on that, but, you know, I think we don't think Natalie would have been supportive.
She's a, how does this relate to me person?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you let me come there and help take care of him?
Right.
In Seeking Sister Wife news, it's funny because one of the couple, we had talked during our Seeking Sister Wife episode about one of the couples, Dimitri and Ashley. You know, as mm-hmm. you were kind of going through, I think we were kind of name searching for who was who.
Yeah.
They were season two of Seeking Sister Wife, and they had somebody, Vanessa.
Yes.
So Vanessa,
who I really liked.
Vanessa has surfaced.
She was a nice person. Oh.
In Australia, and she just,
which is where her sister lives,
and she just got married.
Yes, I did see that.
So that's a positive. We're not just all negative here. Yeah. We have positive stories of abusers. Dimitri may be one of the kings,
as we
find out, you know, as the seasons and years go by.
I think she didn't speak about the reason that she left, but I can only imagine she experienced something, given how the next wife ended up leaving.
Yeah, and I think after that next wife, I would assume that Dimitri would have been like Garrick and Danielle. They would have been career
ostracized.
Well, just no career seeking sister wife couple.
Oh yeah.
I mean, as they're bringing people in.
Well, the word was that after all that Dimitri and his wife had split. Yeah.
There was a lot, and so there was a lot of stuff that came out. We talked about that in previous scoops.
Right. So he's got no wives.
Right.
And they weren't actually even married. They had a spiritual commitment. So he was only legally married to the nice lady from South Africa.
Right. Our last story before Single Life, Justin and Becky from Seeking Sister Wife. We talked last week about her family having cult ties. With this Tony Alamo guy serving almost 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that, and I know there's not a chance at all, right? But Justin was gathering signatures in 2022 to run for governor.
Oh, my goodness.
This is governor of Texas.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Because we kind of know how things work in Texas, right?
Yeah.
And... You know, you're around here in this era, you're not touching Greg Abbott.
Unfortunately.
Well, but it's still in Texas. Or, I mean, you're just not.
No.
And I can't imagine that Justin would have been running or trying to run for any other party. Maybe it was an independent, maybe it was a third party or something. Because he couldn't have been running. He wouldn't have been running as a Republican because you're not even going to make.
No.
You're not. It's not happening. Not only you're not going to beat Abbott, you're not going to beat him in like a primary.
No.
This dude, right? So I wonder if it was some kind of fringe party just to be some kind of stunt to get
a
on
name
the,
down
to
or
get
something.
On the ballot. So I thought that was at least interesting.
That's
so
funny.
The rest of this, we're going to talk the current. Tell All, see episode 3 of Single Life. We're going to talk about that before we depart. So subscribe if you haven't subscribed. This is a free week. It should run. You can subscribe through Sunday to get your free week, I believe. And so you'll have to sign up and all of that. But that has been going on all week. We said it would happen on Sunday, and I did it. Our team.
Oh, stop.
Oh, they did it. Uh-huh. They managed to have fine time to do that. So that has been done. So we're going to talk about single life next. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes,
tell your friends about this podcast,
and rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials,
or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.